going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a good way to end the show today. That's all you need. Just some love. Everyone just needs to love. Just have some love. That,
yeah. They'll be all right, Kyle. Yeah. It'll be tomorrow's a new day. You'll probably have some other stragglers that probably feel some kind of way about today. But but sometimes you have to feel uncomfortable to get past all of this.
Yeah, well.
Get past your own insecurities, dog. Because I'm secure. I'm very secure.
What do you think is going to be more angry people today or in 2 days if Bryce keeps struggling and I tell him to wake up? And
well, I think everything goes in spurts. So the people
bring out your magic wand.
Yeah, everything.
Not
everything
for Bryce,
today.
But Turner, yeah, get him out of here.
They'll be all right today, and then you know we'll be mad about something else tomorrow.
Well, that's what we
do. That's how it usually
works. That is what we do.
My favorite are the ones who are, well, quote unquote, done with you, Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 hours ago, still in the chat, listening, commenting.
Yeah. Hey, listen, well, dog. Listen. Can I just speak to those people for me? Because I like to be honest. I haven't looked at none of your responses, and I'm probably not. But you'll be okay, dog. Like, whatever you're feeling right now, it'll go away. You'll be all right.
Yes, it will be. All right, so we'll get to you people, at least a tame version of what Kyle can come up with in the YouTube.
Kyle's been back there looking for some tame comments. Yeah, he couldn't find not a one.
But first, so I think the song we came in with this segment could go for 2 things. All you need is love just to calm down. But also, Bill Belichick obviously needed some love. He found some. Her name is, what's her first name?
Jordan Hudson.
Jordan Hudson. Yes, that's her name. So Bill Belichick was interviewed on CBS this morning. I believe it was CBS this morning. And they put out some behind-the-scenes hue of this interview. First of all, if you haven't seen this yet, Bill Belichick, who usually dresses pretty slovenly, he he had a shirt on with holes in it, so he looked like
he didn't care.
He didn't care. But Jordan was at the scene of the interview, like on the set, and apparently she was kind of conducting how this thing should go. Listen to this part because I don't know, guys, this is pretty awkward stuff.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
All right, so Hugh, they've been together a year plus when the story came out, and we were told they met on an airplane. They put that story out there, pretty public information. They were sitting next to each other, and they struck up a conversation, and away you go. It seems like that'd be easy to just recount that fun, cute story, but they didn't want to do that, which now opens up the can of worms. Is why aren't they talking about that? You got any thoughts on the whole Jordan Belichick thing?
Like we've had a pretty trying day, Joe. Do you really want my thoughts on this?
When I ask you, yes. That's a reason.
First of all, and I've always said this, and I say this with all due respect, women are smarter than men. We are not that bright. There's been so many different examples of men that you perceive them to be in a position of power, but they're really not. This is what this kind of feels like to me. There's a lot of detail that I could go into, but I don't think it would be kosher on this show.
Okay.
But it's obvious that it took a year for her to, you know, manipulate him or put him in a position where she's his everything. This buddy was out there taking mermaid pictures when he was out there on the coast with a fishing outfit on and she was in a mermaid gear. He's I would not be surprised, Joe. This is me recklessly speculating, y'all, that in the next couple of months, there comes a story that he has been estranged from his kids since he's been dating old girl. Would not be surprised. He looked, when you look at that, when I saw the video of him and he's sitting there, like, and this is the unfortunate thing about it. Coach Belichick has not changed the way that he looks since he's been coaching, but for whatever reason, in that picture that he looked like he was a shell of himself.
He looks like he's being held against his will and hostage. And,
well, I mean, I got some thoughts on that, but boy, I tell you, it's something about, listen. I tell you what, man. Yep. I'm going to say this, Kyle.
You're going to self-edit this thing?
Undefeated. Oh, no. Undefeated. And most people know, you know what I'm talking about. Undefeated. And he's in a chokehold right now.
So Bill's fighting a losing battle? Is what you're telling us?
Hey, Joe. Back to back.
Here we go. There's no way.
He's going back to back.
At his age?
He's going back to back every day.
No.
At his age? Come on now.
Hey, man. Hey, we've all been, like, at some point in our lives, we've all been there with somebody. Like, I'm just saying. And he's in a stranglehold.
Bill, blink twice if you're being held against your will.
He's in a stranglehold.
When she stopped the interview and like, oh, we're not talking about that. Who are you? It's he's being interviewed.
She got that thing, got him in a chokehold.
Are we worried about Bill's safety?
I mean, he's not worried about it.
Well, obviously not.
Not publicly, at least. No. Blink twice, no, Bill.
I know everybody's at work, but just that little snippet, just go look at this man's face. He looks happy and content. And whatever she says, he's okay with. Dude, did you see the picture? He walking through, he looking like the old man that he is. And she had on the equivalent of like a little halter top and looked like she had on some Heelys.
Yeah.
You know them Heelys? like she was running around in some Heelys. He don't care.
It's gone from like, oh, it's kind of weird to, well, that's really weird, whatever's going on there.
No, he's estranged from his kids in about 6 months, guaranteed, before the season starts.
I wish
his kids going to be talking about, we ain't heard from Pop.
I wish you the best of luck, Bill. That was I'm telling you, how would you rank the awkwardness? Should Shador sit in his party waiting to get drafted? Mel Kiper melting down on television for 3 days.
Nothing could beat Bill.
I don't know.
No.
Bill with the holes in his shirts being held hostage by Jordan Hudson.
The holes aren't surprising, what I need to find out.
No, that's his whole shtick.
I need to find out where they met.
But on CBS this morning?
I need to find out where they met, dog. Because she obviously...
There's some theories on the internet.
You think they went on the... What's that? Bumble? She met him on Bumble?
Well, something. I don't know if it's that or
OnlyFans?
There we go. Yeah, that's probably...
We're probably maybe closer to that one.
But if she's on OnlyFans, though, somebody going to find that. That's only a matter of time. If she was OnlyFans. If she was OnlyFans, they gonna find that. Like, it's only a matter of time.
That's true. Yeah, the internet's pretty damn good.
The internet's about to do their homework, because that was odd that she's like, we're not gonna talk about
it. I know.
And you know what she inadvertently did when she did that? She made people, the sleuths,
go find.
They're going to find her.
Yeah. Well, look, you're the single guy of the three of us. Why don't you go home? You do some research. We'll have another great day tomorrow.
What's the worst that happens? The algorithm goes crazy for a few days.
I definitely started looking. I did look her name up, and I was trying to find, but it's. I guess at this point they've been dating for a year, so she scrubbed that OnlyFans. I need a PI. I need a private investigator to find that if I really want to.
You know what? The Midday Show could use our own private investigator for anything, for our own investigations.
Yeah.
Get a professional on the hunt here. Speaking of professionals, Herb in the Northeast. What's
he
up,
could be
Herb?
Our PI.
Yeah, sure. What's up, Herb?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Herb.
Herb going once. Is he investigating? he heard that you might be on OnlyFans.
I know. Herb went right there. Herb, be careful, buddy. Matt in Delaware. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Matt. What's going on?
Not much. first thing, this is my first time calling in since Hugh's been on the show, and I want to say, Hugh, you've been one of my favorite players ever since I started watching the Eagles. I'm glad I get to listen to you every day.
Oh, this didn't go like I thought it was going, but I appreciate it.
Oh, he's a fan. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Was a fan.
Two of the draft picks I wanted to talk about that I think might be big impacts that were drafted later. I really like that Ty Robinson D tackle out of Nebraska. And have you guys heard anything why that Antoine Powell fell all the way down to the sixth round? Because I think he's going to be a big player too.
So maybe I haven't heard why, but you look at his production in college and it does seem a little bit bizarre that he fell. I'll tell you what, Matt, I agree with you on the Ty Robinson kid. I mean, I heard this morning when Shio Kapati was on the morning show that he had more quarterback hits than any defensive tackle in college football last year. Think about that for a second. Mason Graham was the fifth pick in the draft. Walter Nolan was 16 or whatever he was. Derek Harmon was 21. To get a defensive tackle that had the most quarterback hits in college football, that's pretty good to get him where they got him in the fourth round.
Oh, yeah. And then I saw that he ran his 40 and 4.8.
He's an athlete.
Pretty fast for a 6'6", almost 300-pound guy.
I also saw, did you see this, Hugh? A comp, Ty Robinson was the defensive tackle that they took from Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said he looks like a polar bear standing up. Look at that picture right there.
He is a big dude.
He looks like a polar bear. looks like a polar bear standing up. Matt, I think he's going to have an impact because I think they're pretty light at defensive tackle, right? After Carter and after Davis, they don't have, and Ojomo, they needed somebody else in that D-line. So I think Robinson's going to play a lot.
Yeah, I think he's going to be just like how Ojomo was like the past year or two, come in, maybe a few plays every game, but I think he's going to make a real big impact for us.
Yeah, well, and we know they like to rotate here. Matt, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Ojomo's going to have more of a role this year, so that means they need someone else to back him up. Yeah, and then I saw some highlights. The Robinson kid, Nebraska would bring him in as a fullback on short yardage, like by the goal line. He played fullback, and he was the lead blocker. So if we lose that tush push, is that happening soon? I think they're going to vote.
They go back down the next month, right? Mm. Yeah, they go down the next month.
Maybe Ty Robinson's our fullback on short yardage. He's the answer. The answer to all the problems here. Is Herb ready to go here?
Supposedly. He said he was in the 7-Eleven getting himself a Gatorade.
What are you getting, coffee, Gatorade? What's up, Herb?
What's up there, Joe? I'm getting ready for my game. I got I'll need today against Lincoln High School.
All right. That's a big one. That's a big one, Herb.
Well, if they throw like they did on Friday, then it's a good game, you know?
Okay. I was just going to say that.
Yeah, Kyle was at that game. He loved it. Yeah, it was a good game. Herb, what do you got for us today? What are you feeling?
Well, Douglas, you know you're the man, Douglas, because I seen you play a long time ago.
Back in the leather helmets.
I can say three or four different words to, that's why you got drafted in the first round. Okay.
Well, he was fast. But he was productive. Short arms, though.
I think the Eagles had a great draft. They picked the players. They lost some players, but they got those players back in the draft. Now we'll see how they work out in the mini camps, training camp, and the games as they go. But I think we're going to be fine. As far as all this talk about Sanders, this and that, put it to sleep. We have basically three good quarterbacks on the roster. If something happens, I believe in McKee. And the other guy is a good quarterback.
Kyle McCord from St. Joe's Prep.
Yeah, McCord, he played at St. Joe's Prep. He played, got the championship, state championships. He played. He played with some of these players, Trotter and these other guys, the one they just drafted in the first round. They know. And
when you know. I mean, I get that.
So, this kid, he went, played at one school and put up numbers, and then he went to Syracuse, and he lit it up at Syracuse. The key is we got the MVP. Our number one quarterback is the MVP.
He was the Super Bowl MVP.
He's been to two Super Bowls in 4 years, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's get that in our heads, okay?
Get it in your head, everyone. Two Super Bowls in three years.
Jalen Hurts is the man. He's the MVP. Stop about all these other guys. These other guys.
You get that through your head, Hugh?
I'm with you.
Two Super Bowls in 3 years.
Two of them things.
They come in and play if Jalen can't play. It's an insurance thing, okay?
Yep.
You understand? Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, all these other scouts and all, they bring in, you know.
Is Jeff Lurie a scout?
More competition just in case, whatever. It's fine. You know, who knows? You don't know what's going to happen with these 31 other teams. They could lose a quarterback.
You trade them. They come knocking on the Eagles' door. Like we did with Sam Darnold and A.J. Feely and Kevin Cobb and everybody. Kenny Pickett.
The biggest thing we got going is 2026. We got 11 picks as of the other day. 11 picks in the first five rounds.
So you're ready for next year's draft.
You understand what I'm saying?
Nope.
Okay. So
as always.
We're stockpiling. That's what Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman do.
Darn right.
They stockpile.
You got it, Herb. We got it. You got to always say you got to pick straight and roll. Herb, good phone call.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Herb's got a game today.
Good job.
You guys going to the game?
No.
I'll be there.
Oh, I'm going to my son. I think my son got practice today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to go to that.
Hit some bombs?
Yeah, I'm going to try. See what he's going to do with that today. We're probably going to start doing some roll work, trying to run around the track a little bit, get his wind up.
Yeah, but you know, if you hit home runs, you can jog. You don't have to
run fast. Yeah, I know. I use Cadillac. We're too young for that. Yeah. We're trying to do the right things here. Yeah, we're trying to be humble and get him right.
So when we get drafted,
Dad won't be a distraction.
I need Harper to hit moonshots when he plays for the Phillies one day and Cadillac around the bases. I love it.
No, he's definitely not going to do that.
That'd be awesome. All right.
Definitely not.
Let's check in with you people, see what they're up to today. I'm sure all in a good mood.
So as expected, a lot of people very happy with Hugh Douglas today. Okay. So much so, we got to see that caller Matt that just came on said he was a big fan of Hugh.
Yeah.
Someone suggested that he might have been a plant by us.
I think it was, right?
Just to skew the narrative because nobody could possibly be that big of a fan of
Hugh. If it was as easy to get plants, I would get them every time people are angry with me. We don't do that.
It's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
Also, I need people to stop yelling at me about not being able to get through the phone lines. Like, they're busy. I promise you, I'm not afraid of any of you. Not ducking any of you.
Oh, are you getting that? You ducking the smoke?
Yeah.
Nope. I mean, what smoke could they possibly... This is the thing, people. Y'all need to understand. I'm giving you my perspective and opinion as a black person. And I'm willing to bet that none of you that are mad at me are black. So it's okay for you to feel the way that you feel. I am just telling you why it looks the way it looks to me. So you'll be okay. You might not agree with my opinion. That's fine. I'm going to sleep good at night. And I'm pretty sure you're going to go on with the rest of your day calling me mean and hurtful names. But it's okay.
Well, as evidenced by the callers we got today, it's very easy to have a civil and normal conversation about this.
It's easy to have, but most people don't want to have it because... They don't want to talk about something that we as black people been dealing with our whole lives. But it's cool. That's what I'm here for.
Actually,
to make you feel uncomfortable.
For the most part, I was proud of our callers today. And there was like a few that with some real good back and forth disagreement, but it ended fine. Like, I actually think people, for the most part, there's no right or wrong. Like, when Hugh says defense a luxury, that's why we yell at him because he's wrong. No, Kyle and I didn't yell at you today because there's no right or wrong to this. It's how you feel.
It's so many layers to this story. And people just want it to be one thing, but it's not. I'm sorry. It's not just one thing.
Right. And if every one of us had to write down a list of reasons why we think this kid wasn't taken to the fifth round, we'd all have probably similar things. Maybe you'd rank him different, but there's no wrong answer. It's not like when Hugh called the Ravens tomato cans, he was wrong. That's
objectively incorrect.
That's wrong.
Tomato cans.
So, yeah, some people maybe just a little bit of a deep breath.
Yeah.
You are, Hugh, looking like a big-ass bumblebee today.
I agree.
I got that before, but it's a public enemy. Hey, you know what? The right shirt for the right day, public enemy.
Yeah. Oh, you planned enemy. That.
I did not.
And that's why you came in here to say, he said, we're talking about Shador or I'm leaving.
No, it's just ironic that I had the public enemy shirt on today, and you see it. You see the old school public enemy?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Speaking of shirts, we got headshots tomorrow. You know about that?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I was told not to wear, I got to wear like a collared shirt.
Not
yeah.
the reverend suit like last time.
No, I can't wear a reverend suit.
You know, that was a good bit by you.
Yeah, that was. A lot of rules they were giving us for this headshot tomorrow.
Can't wear white.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's out.
So I got to wear a collared shirt.
Oh, I thought that was just me that can't wear white because they were afraid I'm going to blend in. Blend in.
So we often get a lot of repeat lookalikes for Jillio. We got the powder, Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
A unique one that we got.
Oh, what did we get today?
Well, we got Sith Lord.
Sith Lord.
Which I could see it a little
bit. Is
that
your favorite one?
Yeah.
Sith.
Sure.
Sith Lord was
Darth
the most
Maul?
Unique
That's
one.
That's Darth Maul, right?
Well, he was. I mean, Palpatine. You
okay,
know,
yeah, yeah.
Darth Vader. They were all Sith Lords. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I see Palpatine the most. If you wore a hood and it covered your eyes.
Yeah, I can
especially
see that.
When you're dropping some of these heated takes.
Yeah, I need I can see it.
Like the Sith Lord of WIP Radio.
Yep.
And this is my favorite one, probably the most lighthearted of all of them. Hugh's just mad today because he still thinks defense is a luxury.
Yeah, because I think that was the person that kind of understood where the conversation was going and understands that there's no right or wrong in this. Because you feel the way that you feel. I'm pretty sure, you know, when Ike and those guys come on, he's going to have a different take than mine. We all see this differently. But that's not to say the way that you see it is wrong. And I think that's where you got to get out of your feelings and realize there's a little bit of everything in this Shedeur Sanders story. Mm. It's not just one thing. It's not. And there's too many examples of guys that have done less or done more that still got drafted. So I think that's what we have to look at first. It's not about just one thing, people. It's okay for it to be a bunch of different things, but it was something.
Yeah, well, obviously. And now the part that's interesting for me is where the story goes from here, right? If he flames out and he's not much of a player.
Then you're right. If he flames the NFL was right.
And if he turns out to be a really good quarterback, there's going to be a lot of teams that look back and say,
we should have took him.
Or we will say, look, how did that happen? Like, it'll be unpacked for years to come. It was fascinating on Friday. It was fascinating on Saturday. It remains fascinating today. And we also have the backdrop, and I know one caller said they didn't believe it. The Eagles were interested in him. According to a report, they may have picked him when the Browns traded over them. So, like, That makes it even more interesting. Music City Mike up on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
Now, I just have some questions. Just your thoughts first on you on the defensive tackle that we got. Do you think he's going to be able to step in and fill that need there? He looks like a monster. I think Joey said he looks like a polar bear.
You talking about Ty Robinson?
Yeah, when he
the
stands
Nebraska
up.
Dude, that's a big dude. You know what? I got a friend of mine that worked at Nebraska. I'll ask him about him.
Yeah.
When I get a chance. I didn't even think about
Mike, I didn't realize that how productive he was. I mean, he had 7 sacks and he had 11 quarterback hits. So he can get to the quarterback, it seems like.
No, that's awesome. I'm excited about that. We addressed that. Because
I was looking at the Antoine Powell kid.
Can he play?
He looked like he got some moves about him.
Well, I'm also pretty excited about the center out of Boston College. I feel like he has some really good tape too. So maybe I heard another caller earlier say that maybe he's the right guard we're after, or maybe we're moving some of those tackles inside. I don't know. The one thing about quarterbacks, really quick, I am a Florida State fan. Y'all can knock me if you want. I don't change teams, but I had to watch Colin McCord whoop on us a lot. That kid is good. He's very good. I'm excited about that pick for sure.
Well, he took off, you know, and that happened something because I thought he struggled at Ohio State. I don't know if it was the pressure of – and we appreciate the phone call. He wasn't great at Ohio State, McCord. But when he went to Syracuse, he blossomed. That happens sometimes. You know, a lot of these quarterbacks, they change schools. They go somewhere else. And
they get opportunity.
Yeah, and they figure it out. And that is late bloomers. And maybe McCord is that. So hopefully he works out for the Eagles. All right, that is enough for us for today for a lot of reasons. Yep, let's all take a deep breath. It's only Monday. We got 4 more days now.
Hey.
We'll have fun tomorrow with a lot on more of this stuff. And the Phillies will start a new series where hopefully with a winning streak continuing, Nats in tomorrow, off night tonight. Afternoon show is next. I'm sure those guys have a lot of thoughts on what could have been, what may have been, maybe what should have been with the Eagles. And sure, you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!